Kerabos, it's a very, very exciting day, not only for those who are finishing Maseches Chagiga, but those who have been with the Daf Yomi since the new cycle began, so 2+ years. Today, Mitzvah Shem, finishing Seder Moed, a super, super exciting day. I hope you have very, very exciting plans for the Siyum. And again, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, Abaye used to make a Siyum for his Talmidim when they finished Amasechta, so Kavachomer, Ben Benosho Kavachomer, if you finish the entire Seder, so then certainly there should be serious festivities planned. So Mitzvah Shem, I hope everybody enjoys themselves. But before we get there, we do have to finish the Masechta and the Seder of Gemara. I hope that's exciting for you to hear. We're going to start from the Gemara on Chaf Vav Amud Beis. Just so if you're a little bit further down, so you can, I guess you could skip ahead a little bit. If you remember, right, the last couple of Mishnayos, the last Mishnah we had learned yesterday, right, they talked about how do you kind of dip. We'd started talking about dipping the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, right? It's a funny thing, we don't ever think about moving the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. But sure enough, after every holiday, right, because Chazal were gozer, excuse me, that Namaratzim are tahor during the holidays, during the Chagim, but that wasn't like a total purity, that was just like pushing it off because of the logistics. But afterwards, we assumed that the Amaratzim got to some of the Kalim, whether it be the Kohanim, or maybe the regular Yisraelim, but, well, I guess the regular Yisraelim didn't get into the Kodesh, but they would take the kelim that were being made tamei by the amaratzim, and they would dip them in the mikveh. And again, the Mishnah had pointed out, right? Which kelim that you're taking, right? Again, that we had said that the shulchan is not one of the able. You cannot be metabel. You can't dip the shulchan in the mishkan. In the mikvah, so they wouldn't do that one. So instead, they would just kind of make sure that Amaratzim did not touch it. But all the other ones, right? They would dip in the mikvah. We saw some other things in the Mishnah, but that's basically what the Gemara is going to start with. The Gemara says, "Tana without in a brisa, he's here to shematigu b'shulchan uva menorah." The Gemara here adds one more. If you remember, the Mishnah had said by the first line, right? If you see, look at the top of Chavav Amavei, so it says that shalotigu b'shulchan. Now our brisa says, "Don't to make sure that Amaratzim, the Kohanim Amaratzim, do not touch the shulchan and the menorah." So that's an extra one. So the Gemara says, "I have a tana didan my time below tani menorah." So why does an artana include the menorah? So the Gemara answers, "Shulchan ksiv beit tamid," because the shulchan says that it has to be tamid. It has to always, right, be where it is, right? A menorah, but by the menorah, lo ksiv beit tamid doesn't say tamid lifnei Hashem or whatever the pasuk is. I'm not sure exactly. Ve'idach, so therefore, okay, so that's a good point. So therefore, why does the brisa say that the menorah is as well? So it says, "Kevin dechsiv ves hamenorah noha hashulchan." The pasuk says that the menorah was next to the shulchan, or really not next to, but parallel, not parallel either, but kind of lined up, right, in sync. I guess parallel is not bad. Meaning the shulchan, right, was on top, the menorah on bottom, and the mizbech hazav in the middle, kind of like set up as a triangle. So basically, the menorah was opposite. That's probably the best word. It was opposite the shulchan. So once it says that, k'ma d'chsiv beit tamid dami, it's as if it's connecting the menorah and the shulchan. So it's as if, right, it says the word tamid by the menorah. Okay, that's pretty good. So v'idach. So what does the other one do? What does the Mishnah do with that? So the kvo alam makom huda asa. So the Mishnah would just say, no, that doesn't come to connect and say like that. The menorah has to be tamid, has to always be where it is. Right, all the time, but that's just telling me where the menorah is supposed to be. It's supposed to be opposite the shulchan, so therefore, right, that's what the pasuk means. Not that it has to be, tamid, it has to be lined up completely. But typically, the Gemara asks, one second, but typically, why don't we understand, why don't we assume, again, we had said, right, the shulchan is going to become tamei if one of the amaratzim touch it. So therefore, we tell everybody don't touch it because, right, we tell the amaratzim not to touch it because then we can't dip it in the mikvah. So because it always has to be there, right? You can't move it. So the problem is, right, but typically the kli eitz asu lenachasu. Problem is, why in the world would the shulchan ever become tamei? Because it's a kli eitz, it's a wooden utensil that's not made to move. Right? The rule is any wooden kli that's not supposed to move, let's say an aron kodesh, whatever, right, is not makabel tuma. So the Gemara, my time, what's the reason? Because dumya the sak being on, because we need it to be similar to a sak, to a, what's it called? To a bag. That's the example that the pasuk gives. I'm just trying to see if I can find the other side. I'm not sure if we quote it. Maybe Rashi quotes it. I'm Gemara is going to explain. Right. Oh, okay, good. Yeah. So Rashi quotes at the end there. If you look at Rashi, Divrei Mechzel, Dumi Adisak, right? It's not in the Torah or, but it's in Rashi, right? If you look at the pasuk, says, Kol Asher Yipol Alav Mehem B'Mosam Yitzmar. Right, anything you can talk about a sheretz, it's anything that dies and falls on it will make something tameh. What becomes tameh? Mikol kliyot, any wooden utensil, o beged or clothing, or leather, o sack or sackcloth, meaning made out of like a sack, that type of material. So any of those materials, right, depends on whether it's movable or not. If you can move it, then it can become tameh. If you can't, if it's made to stay there, then it is not. Then it is not makabel tameh. We'll see in a second that does not apply to metal because this is not mentioned in the pasuk. But basically, the shulchan was made out of wood and it's not going to move. So therefore, why is it makabel tameh at all? Why do we have to care about that? Right? Dumi disak binan, right? Just back in the Gemara, masak matatav mali varikam. Just like a sack can be carried whether it is full or not. Av kol matatav mali varikam. So too, anything that's going to be makabel tameh needs to be able to be carried whether it is full or not. So why? Who cares whether people touch the shulchan? It says hainami matatav mali varikam. Actually, no. The shulchan was also carried when it was full and when it was not full. So it was not actually made just to stay there the whole time. Kedir Rish Lakish says Rish Lakish. Shetam Rish Lakish. Ma'idik Tzir wasn't meaning when the Pasuk says Allah Shulchan Hatahor. Right? So what is it? When the Pasuk says the holy table, meaning the pure table, Miklal, the Shu Tameh. The implication simply is that it can become Tameh. Kumar says, Vamai, how can it become Tameh? Kliyat HaSuri L'Nachasuv, Eina Mekabu Tameh. Isn't it just, made to stay there and can't be Mekabu Tameh, like we just explained? So Ella rather, Sir Rish Lakish explains, so Malamed Shemak Bienoso, Umarin Bo L'Oli Rigolim Lechem upon him. Apparently, they did move the Shulchan three times a year, right, on the Yom Tif, on the Chagim. They would take it out and show everybody, right, all of the lechem upon him. V'omrim lahem, and they would say, Ruchi baschem lefnei amakom. Check it out. See how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. Because siluko b'kisiduro. Because the way that the bread is taken off is exactly the way the bread went on. Meaning that's obviously a miracle, right? Because it was replaced every Shabbos, right? The bread was on there for a week. I remember once I went to a baker and he was showing us, it was a Sufganiot kind of workshop. And he mentioned that he was trying to figure out how to make bread that stayed fresh for a week, just like the bread that was on the shulchan. And the only problem is that the bread that was on the shulchan stayed fresh by the way of a miracle, as the Gemara here points out. Right? Look at Rashi also. Is this a nace? He doesn't write it here that it was a nace. But okay, meaning it was miraculous. It wasn't some sort of natural, amazing bread that happened to stay fresh for a week. Anyway, whatever. Tachlis, they would show, and I'm quoting much of Kosh Baruch Hu loves us. They did nisim in the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, the shulchan was movable, and therefore it was mekabel tameh. The Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi called nace. Oh, well, here the Gemara, right? The Gemara says nace gadol nasa b'lechem upon him. It was a miracle by the lechem upon him. Kisiduro kachzulu. Just the way it was taken off, so too, but it was placed down, meaning it was the same. It was just as fresh as when he put it on as when he took it off. Shneimar Zbazik says, Lasum lechem chom biyom hilakcho. Okay. So the Gemara says, why, hold on a second. So you tell me that's why it's Mekabel Tameh? Typically, Mishum Tzipoy, why isn't the Shulchan Mekabel Tameh? Because of the metal. Meaning the metal around it, obviously, it was covered in gold. Right? That's not because we learned the Mishnah. Hashulchan v'adulpaki shenifchasu o shechipan b'shayish. Now, this is not the shulchan of the Beis Hamikdash. She's talking about a regular table. A table or a chair that was that got broken, meaning that it got smaller, meaning it has to be a certain size to be able to hold something, right? To be able to mekabel tameh. So let's say a table, let's say a chair, whatever, the surface area either broke and it got smaller, or it got whatever, or that you chif and shayish, that you put shayish is marble, that's the word we use nowadays in Hebrew as well, right? They put marble on top of it, which is not makabel tameh. So the question is, how much wooden space, what is there? Vishir behen makam anachas kosos, if there's enough to put cups on the wood on top, so the tameh, then it's tameh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, makam anachas chatichos, right, you have to be able to put pieces of meat, which is a little bit bigger. Okay, fine, but long story short, right, you see that if there's enough wood, right, then it is mekabel tameh, and then it is not mekabel tameh. But if there's metal and stuff, and there's some other covering, Sorry, the other way around. Meaning, if there's enough wood there that is still a kli, then it is makabel tuma. And if it's not, meaning if you put, let's say, marble and stuff, then it is no longer makabel tuma. Again, because the marble takes precedence. So if it's putting metal over the wood, so the metal should be what we judge it by. We should judge it as a metal kli, right? The gold, a golden kli, as opposed to a wooden kli, right? So it's not makabel tuma because it's a wooden kli that you pick up and move. It's a metal kli, which is not relevant to whether, again, as I pointed out, that's not mentioned in the pasuk. It's not relevant whether you can move it or not. It just becomes a makabel tuma because it's metal. V'chitema shiny yatsi shitim. Ah, you'll tell me maybe it's a little bit different because the wood, the yatsi shitim, the shitim wood, the wood, t'chashive, maybe the wood that they used was valuable, was velo butli, and therefore it's not mabatel to the gold. It was special, fabulous wood. So honey the Reish Lakish. That only works according to Reish Lakish, as you'll see in a second, right? It's a machokas. Right? Dama Reish Lakish says, lo shanu, ela b'kli aksalgim, habamim dina seyam, right? He, again, Reish Lakish makes a difference between valuable wood, right? Rich, you know, nice wood, and regular wood. And shupper, so therefore that works out because you can assume, right, that it was, you know, it was fancy wood, and therefore we assume that if you, even the fancy wood that was covered by gold, it's still a wooden kli. Nami Batli, according to Rabbi Yochanan, says even fancy wood becomes if it's covered by metal or by gold, we call it a golden kli. So Michael Amir, what are you going to say? But still, it should be mekabel tuma because of the metal. So and if you'll tell me kametzibah omed, kametzibah she'eno omed, if you tell me that it depends on whether the tzipoy the difference is that the shulchan was not kind of nailed on, and the tzipoy, the marble over there, is nailed on to the table, and therefore, right, obviously, if it's not nailed on, you're not going to call it a metal kli. So, the problem was, the Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan the shaila, right, does it matter whether the covering, right, is nailed on or not, right, is this the halacha also, whether the metal goes around the rims and the edges of the table or not? Amar Lein, Rabbi Yochanan said, it doesn't matter. Lo shna b'tzipoy omed, lo shna b'tzipoy sheino omed, lo shna b'chofe es leviz b'zov, v'lo shna sheino chofe leviz b'zov. Right? It doesn't matter whether any of those things, meaning we assume whenever you put metal over a wood, right, Rabbi Yochanan holds, right, that we call it a metal kli, right, and not a wooden kli. So taklis, right, again, the mekabel tuma should be mekabel tuma because it's a metal kli, not because it's a wooden kli that you can move. So Gemara says, have a shiny shulchan, so the difference is that the shulchan, the Rachmana Kari eats, meaning because the shulchan was called in the pasuk a wooden kli. Right, the Chetiv Pesach says Hamizbeach. Now this says Mizbeach. Yes, I understand. And the Gemara will ask that in a second. It's talking about the Shulchan. Hamizbeach again. It's a pasuk. And where's the pasuk? Pasuk in the Chazkel, right now. Pasuk in the Torah. Hamizbeach eight shalosh amos gavoa ve'arko shteim amos umiktosav lo ve'arko. V'kirosav eight. By the very lie, zeh Shulchan Hashem lefnei Hashem. Right, that's the pasuk. Again, it says again the first two words are hamizbeach eitz, and that pasuk is talking about the shulchan. The Gemara just says pasuk b'mizbeach v'siyim b'shulchan. The Gemara says, okay, so why did it use that language of mizbeach? Right, as we just asked. So Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, number two advice, they both explained bisman shebeis hamidish kayim mizbeach mechaper al adam, because it's to teach us that unfortunately, right, again, Yechezkel lived right after the Beis Hamikdash. So the implication is, the lesson is, that Yechezkel is trying to teach us, is that during time of the Beis Hamikdash, so the Mizbeach was b'mechaper for a person, right? You bring a korban, right? The korban chatas, for example, is mechaper for a chayit b'shogeg. But Akshav, but now there's no Beis Hamikdash, unfortunately. So then shulchanu shal adam mechaper alav. A person's table, literally his table, the table he eats at, right, is what is mechaper for him, right? The way he conducts himself at the table, right? Again, Rashi says, "Achnasas orchim." Right? Okay, fine. But taklas, the way you conduct yourself at the table, that is what is mechaper for a person, right? All types of different types of muster based on this. But yeah, that's the Gemara says. Okay, kol hakelim sheva mikdash yesh lahem shniim. Again, if you remember the Mishnah, it said very interesting. I don't think until I learned this Mishnah, I definitely didn't know this. But that there weren't only one sets of kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, right? There were backups and backups for the backups, right? In case the kelim became tame, right, again we said except for the mizbech. So that's what the Gemara is going to focus on. So the Gemara says mizbech and achoshes. Why do you know there's right? The last language was that the because they are made out of what's it called shein kikarka, right? That's the language. Of the Mishnah, because the Mizbeachs are considered to be part of the ground, right? And again, that they were Makabal Tuma, or they're not Makabal Tuma. One second, sorry. Okay, so that's, right, so the Mizbeach are good, Viter. So the Gemara says, Mizbeach and Achoshes, Tuchstir Mizbeach Adamat HaSali, right? That's for sure, the regular Mizbeach, that makes sense, that's a Pasuk. At the end of Mishpatim, or Yisro? Yisro, right? Right after the Ten Commandments, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, make for me Mizbech HaNechoshes. Again, it's Mizbech HaDamah. It's called an altar made out of ground, out of the ground. Right? You can't have stones that are cut, etc. Okay. Mizbech HaZahav Dektiv HaMenorah VaMizbechos. And how do you know about the golden menorah? Because the Pasuk says that the menorah and the Mizbechos, I mean, it's plural. Again, they're together. I mean, Itkush Mizbechos Elazel, I mean, they're connected. I mean, just like we view the regular big menorah, the regular big Mizbech outside of the Kodesh as if it's Mechob Elakarka, so too the other ones. The other Mizbech HaZav is also Mechob Elakarka and cannot be Mechabal Tumah. The Chachamim Omer Mepnei Shehem Mitzupin. The Chachamim say because they are Mitzupin. Again, the Mishnah just said, if you remember, the Mizbechs are not obviously Mechabal Tumah because they're like the ground. And the Chacham said because they are, they're covered in gold. Right? Again, the implication is that would make them that they would agree. Again, the Gemara, the Mishnah said, right? Rabbi Elazar said, "Not my Kabbal Tumah." Why? Because they're like the ground. Rabbi Chachamim say because they are covered in gold. Now, that seems to imply that they agree with Halacha. The problem is that we just spent a couple of minutes explaining that if something is covered in gold, it's more likely for it to be Kabbal Tumah. Right? That doesn't help. Right, so that's what Gemara says. Adarava, the opposite is true. Rekev de mitzupin de nu mitamai. What do you mean? Because if they're covered in gold, right? That's the reason that the mizbeach should be mekabel tuma, not that they shouldn't be mekabel tuma. So Gemara says, Ela ema, right? Rather, what do you have to say? Obviously, the chachamim mitamin. The chachamim say that the mizbeachs are mitame. They can become tame. Mipnei shehem mitzupin because they are covered right in metal and gold. So vibay sema or another answer. The rabbanim, the Rabbi Elazar kamri. Really, they're talking to Rabbi Elazar and they're saying, my datich. I mean, what's your logic here? It's telling me that the Pasuk says, right, that comparing that, it's telling me that the Mizbech Adamah tells me that the Mizbechs are Mechub Lekarka. That doesn't work, right? Meshub Dimitzupin, because they're covered in metal, right? It doesn't make sense. And Mitzvah Batal Tzipuin Gabayu, right? If you tell me that they're again, it would be Batal, right? Meaning that they should be, again, the metal, according to that, the metal would be Batal. Right, again, the Pasuk says also the Mizbeachs were made out of wood. Right, so they're so Taklis is that even though they're covered, right, they should still be called a Kliates. And a Kliates is not moving, right, so therefore you don't need a Pasuk, meaning they're just responding to Rabbi Lezer's use of the Pasuk, saying that, again, it's covered, but it's a Kliates that's not made to move, and therefore it shouldn't be Mekabel Tumah for that reason. Okay, so now the Gemara ends off, right, the Seder ends off, the Masechta ends off like this. I'm Rabbi Avoh, I'm Rabbi Lezer. Talmidei Chachamim ein or shall Gehenim shall let us by him. Right? Gehenim does not have any power. The fire of Gehenim does not have any power of a Talmid Chacham. Kal v'chomer misalam andria. Right? Again, very interesting. I don't know if it's famous. I would imagine, if you've learned the Gemara, you don't forget it. But very interesting comparison. It's a kal v'chomer from the salamander. Now, it's not a salamander like we know that, kids get excited, maybe take home as pets. This salamander, if you look at Rashi, chaya hanivras mina or. Right, it is a creature created from fire. Kesh bo'arin esh b'makom echad sheva shanim tamid bli hafsek. They have a fire that's burning straight for 7 years without interruption. A creature is created from this fire. Unclear exactly what this is. Whether the legend of the phoenix came from this, I don't know, but that's what it says. It's kal v'chomer from the salamander. And again, the Marasha and others go through what the lessons here are, what the Agadata really tells us. But anyway, the Gemara says it's a kal v'chomer from the salamander. Masalamandra shetzolitz eishi hasach medama in or shalitz bo. But this salamander apparently, right? Again, it's toledes eish. It's created by the fire, right? It's created by the fire. And if you take its blood, right, then you cover it with yourself, so fire cannot hurt you. So tamid chachamim shekol gufon eish, However, Talmid Chacham, his whole body is fire, again, from the learning of the Torah. So then, Dechtiv, halo kol divarika ishnu Hashem, right, my words are fire, so achas kavachomer, Talmid Chachamim are also, what's it called? Not subservient, what am I looking for? Not observant. The fire cannot hurt them. I can't think of this. Come to me later. Okay. Rish Lakish says, "Ein or shall gehenem shalat is poshe Yisrael." And you know, a little bit more exciting and heartening for those who do not view themselves as Talmid Chachamim. Gehenem does not, kind of shalat does not impact, does not rule, doesn't reign over the sinners of Am Yisrael. The Kal v'chomer from the Mizbech Hazav, as a Kal v'chomer from the Mizbech Hazav, Ma Mizbech Hazav she'ein alav ela b'kovi diner zav, right? Kama shanim ein or shalat is bo. Just like, again, the Mizbech HaZahav, right, it was plated with gold, right, a lot of fire on that, right, the Gachelas, coals, etc., Ketores, twice a day, etc., and the gold wasn't affected. So, Poshe Yisrael, Shemalei, and Mitzvos Karimon, so the sinners of Am Yisrael that are filled with mitzvos, like a pomegranate, the Pasuk says, Kepela, Karimon, Rakasech, that we don't learn Rakasech, but we say the Alarei Kanim Shabach, the empty ones, meaning even the empty ones of you, are filled with kepelach harimon, are filled with seeds of the pomegranate. So achas kama v'kama, how much more so? Right, we can see that right, that they will also be taken care of. Excuse me. Now, obviously, a couple questions arise. Right, if you tell me that Gehenna doesn't rule over the sinners, right, doesn't impact the sinners of Am Yisrael, so what's the point of Gehenna? Right, so already, Tosos already asked this question. If you look at Tosos, he says it must be talking about minor sinners. Right, he says poshe ktsas, right, so, like somewhat sinner, and it makes sense because again, that if you're telling me that the sinners who are full of mitzvos, like a rimon, right, again, even the empty ones, right, of Am Yisrael are still filled with mitzvos, but this still is a level beneath that. Pashtus is that if you have sinners who are not filled with mitzvos, so right, again, tachlis is that's probably what Gehenna would impact, but mitzvah Shem, we should all be zocha, like the Gemara says, to be, if not to be Talmid Chachamim, then at least to be Poshe Yisrael, Shemalei, and Mitzvos Karimon, right, and certainly the Lomdei Dafayomi are certainly on that road. Mitzvah Shem, mazel tov to everybody, and very exciting, we will turn the page and start a completely new topic tomorrow, right, if you thought this was off topic, so wait till you get to tomorrow's daf. And we're going to embark on another exciting journey together. Mitzvah Shem, mazel tov, and have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.